News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, the following item refers to eating disorders and may not be suitable for all listeners, so a little heads up on that. But the French government has made headlines recently for seeking to take action against a TikTok group promoting extreme thinness. And News Talk's Sarah Madden reports on the Irish people falling foul of the same sinister hashtag skinny talk trend.
There's lots of tips online for those trying to get healthy. Gym advice, cooking hacks, and nutritional do's and don'ts. But spend enough time scrolling on the likes of TikTok and Instagram, and the algorithm may start to feed you more concerning content.
So I came across a video, and I remember clearly because I was eating a snack bar. It was like my little treat in the evenings. And it was this girl, and she said, "You don't need a treat. You're not a dog."
Freelance journalist Aideen O'Connell's recent health kick led her down the skinny talk rabbit hole.
Skinny talk is basically a subculture on TikTok, which is kind of dedicated to the pursuit of thinness and weight loss. And there is a sinister side to it. And the algorithm realised I was on my health kick and decided to continually show me that type of content. So this is something called body checking. Mm-hmm. Which is basically showing off how thin you are. And as you can see, the girl here is saying, being side skinny but not front skinny. Body checking is a real issue as well on skinny talk.
When your stomach growls, pretend it's applauding you. We're not going to sugarcoat it for you because you'll eat that too. They're already talking behind your back, so don't make it bigger.
Oh my God.
If you're hungry, your stomach is applauding.
What?
Officially, TikTok does not allow content that glorifies harmful behaviour. But Aideen says thinfluencers can easily get around the moderators.
So they will change skinny to like S-K-I-N-N-I, a different spelling, so that it won't get deleted. Because obviously TikTok is monitoring words, but there's ways around it and this content is slipping through. Oh, it's made me think about food a lot more. Even like when I was eating like my little snack bar, I was like, what? I haven't a dog. I actually am a mutt. I was like, what am I doing? Like, I'm 30. Like, I was getting affected by it. So I can't imagine if you're a 16, 17 year old and you're coming across that content, what it could do to your mindset.
We've certainly noticed an increased number of young people presenting with both eating disorders and disordered eating.
Carol McCormick is a clinical nurse manager at St. Patrick's Mental Health Services.
We have a eating disorder program on the adolescent unit, which looks after young people between the ages of 12 and 18. Certainly, young people would talk about the challenges they face on their recovery journey when engaging with social media platforms. It was notably the volume and content containing messages relating to diet or weight loss, which is often portrayed as health and well-being, and it can be quite a challenge for young people to discern what's true or untrue. Certain social media platforms can promote or normalise quite unrealistic beauty standards, particularly, you know, for adolescents at that stages of their development. It can really impact on their self-esteem, their sense of self, and really lead to kind of a lot of body dissatisfaction.
Part of the difficulty as well is this is a cultural phenomenon, this scrutiny on weight or that your physical appearance in society is king.
Barry Murphy is research and policy officer at eating disorder charity Bodywise.
And then it ties also into diet culture and a lot of those kind of background comments like, look at you being really good today, and that's so set in the world, and this drive for thinness, and it plays into that and really builds it up. I doubt you will find anyone working in the area of eating disorders who is fully happy with what the platforms are doing around online safety.
Aideen agrees much more could be done to safeguard users.
You know, these things can be bad because a few weeks ago there was that chubby filter, this kind of AI filter that you could use on TikTok where you would put up a picture or a video of yourself and then it would show that you've put on weight. And a lot of the videos were like, oh my God, I'm never eating again because I don't want to look like this. And it was extremely, it was so toxic. Like, it should never have been allowed on the app in the first place. But once there was a bit of pushback and there was a lot, it was taken down.
So where are you with all this now?
I'm in a good place. I suppose I'm old enough to know that I have control over what I consume. So I've started to block certain creators, and I've also started to say I'm not interested in certain videos. But I have to remember, like, I can have a treat if I want.
And that report on Skinny Tuck there by Sarah Madden. If you or someone you know has been affected by this item, Bodywise provide free online support groups and services, and their helpline number is 01210 7906.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.